All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, here's a big sack of stuff I found in the woods.
Ooh, porn.
No, it's porn.
Gonna whack it up tonight. Gonna make it come out of my little dicky dong.
But woods porn's getting harder and harder to find.
It's getting better, though. Have you noticed that?
I mean, you know.
Like, that's not true. I just... like, weird conversation to start.
Just observing the dynamics.
Yeah. Like, just cut over to a lab where, like, Charlie Day is trying to figure out the correlation between it being rarer. It's almost as if it's concentrating.
Like diamonds. Get rid of the coal, get rid of the graphite, all that you have with the pressure of natural selection as print pornography dies off.
Is this the creme de la creme of printed porn?
Don't say creme.
The creme de la creme of printed pornography.
Yeah. So it's spring. Most of the woods porn, that harvest usually begins in the fall. But what I've got is a shitload of owl pellets.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
The science turd.
Love the owl pellets. So I figure we would poke around in here. This woods is out back behind a GameStop, so maybe some of them got a hold of some stuff. But let's grab one of these owl pellets, sift through and see if we find something that inspires a game.
Since I've become more sympathetic and loving to rats and mice, I've gotten more sad about owl pellets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's just like it's an owl pellet, but it's also a mouse skeleton. Like, it's always a mouse tomb.
Yeah, those two facts, they travel inescapably together. So
I'm just digging through this pile of dead fivals, and it's fucking sad.
Don't call them fivals.
I had to name them.
Yeah, no, you didn't. See, there's your problem. You're inviting pain.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
All right. Let's dig through these memories.
Rip that bad boy open. Tell me what's inside.
Okay. Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a DS card.
Did the label survive?
Nope. We're gonna have to put it into the machine.
Okay, we'll put it in here. Says Legend of Guardians, the Owls of Gahool.
Gahool.
Well, we can dine on this.
I'm so excited. I was really rooting for this. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Outer Suffering. My foot fits all the way into the Nintendo Entertainment System and I need some help. It's a really good one.
Who put that one in? Who did that?
Taloki.
Thank you, Taloki.
That's a really good one.
I like that very much. This is a premium episode about Legend of Guardians. The Owls of Gahool.
I just can't hear a Legend of the Guardians without thinking of Spaghetti and the Quest for the Golden Treasure. Like, it's so generic sounding. Yes, the Legend of the Guardians. And then they're owls.
Yeah.
The fuck you doing?
Yeah, it's owls and it's the most generic shit. Like, this is such a good comedy shorthand, such a good stand-in for any number of just horrible, horrible, like, cinematic and literary indulgences. I love this so much.
I watched the trailer for it, which is fully 3 minutes.
Yep. I don't remember a single goddamn thing about it.
Yeah, I was very excited about it. Like, just like very much like, ooh, they're owls now, you know, it's just this world that's like everyone's an owl.
Mm-hmm. Everything so serious.
It's really serious. It's very serious and like Celtic.
Yes. Well, it's Australia is Australian, the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever want Jeffrey Rush to be an owl.
Yeah.
And it's directed by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
They released the Snyder cut of Legends of Guardians.
I need it to be 7 hours long or I can't finish.
Yeah, give me all of the stuff, like, give me all the stuff they cut out of this.
Uh-huh.
You know, studio ruined Gahool, dude.
Yeah, no. yeah, I completely, I did not realize that Zack Snyder directed this. Obviously, this stuck around as a joke. You go back, though, and you look at the trailer, and I was like, oh, there's, like, just straight up 300 shots in this. Of, like, yeah. the owls yeah. flying, like, with the same color grading and the same, like, you know, almost still, but almost slow motion kind of vibe to it. He's, like, totally on his shit. And this is what he did after 300 and Watchmen.
It's between Watchmen and Sucker Punch.
Jesus Christ.
So that delicious sandwich. I love the idea of him, the fact that he coded a lot of the owls as Persian bisexuals in order to instill fear. You know, much like 300.
Yeah. So I didn't know anything about this. Pretty much all of my familiarity with the legends of the Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahool, I didn't know that this adapted a book series, which is similar, similar in, let's say proliferation and probably quality to the Guardian Cats.
I love the Guardian Cats. Or so much.
What is it? Warrior Cats. Warriors.
Just yeah. Warriors. It's just called Warriors.
It's just called Warriors. That's already a fucking thing. They're gangs. There's the Baseball Furies. Come on.
Just squatting on that. I remember taking one of my earliest like online experiences was taking a quiz to figure out which of the Warrior clans I was in. And I was a Frostpaw.
Oh, cool. yeah. But I mean, like, all of this is just, to me, like, malignant growths off of Redwall, right?
Yeah, sure. Anytime you're just going to have, like, what if animals were basically just humans?
Yeah, yeah. You know, but we can use the differences between species and breeds
to be
very specifically racist.
Like, my understanding, my friend was into Redwall, I never got into Redwall.
Uh-huh.
It's either Redwall or Mouse Guard is actually really pretty racist. I don't remember which one it is.
So, like, there are elements of Redwall, like, you know, don't go in there expecting really nice things about foxes. Like, pretty much coded. Yeah, I forget specifically what they're coded to, but, like, there's very much, you know, if you are born into the species, your fate is entirely determined for you.
Yeah.
You know, mice are all like this, badgers are all like this, etc.
Finding the line between like racial determinism, racism, and Star Wars Episode One racism.
Yeah.
You know, like, are they coded as specific races, or is it just you have, you know, halflings, mm-hmm. and they're all like a certain way? You know, they're different kinds of racism. And one of those two properties, I can't remember which one, but one of them is much more explicit
mm-hmm.
in that.
Yeah. The bad news is it racist? Yes, it is. This is just it's a WordPress blog of somebody going back and revisiting. But I think that the bigger problems in Redwall are the religious coding more than anything. Justifications of violence against folks and stuff like that. I would imagine neither of them are especially good in that regard. But yeah, there are at the very least 16 named books mm-hmm. in the Guardians of Gahool story.
Yeah. It's no Warriors.
Yeah.
The soundtrack, the title song for this is in the trailer is called To the Sky, and it's of course by Owl City.
That is the laziest shit. That is the laziest shit in the entire world. Who are we gonna get to do the title song off of this? Ah, fuck it.
About this Owl City.
The game computer says Owl City because we mentioned owls and Gahool.
Snyder says go with it. Yeah. Also, the closing song of the soundtrack is called More Baggy Wrinkles. That's about
my soldiers, my sons.
My commanding owl testicles.
Welcome to the Pelatorium. What are you talking about?
I hope that's where pelicans live.
Ooh, I think this. That's where the pellets go. I think it's like a, do you think it's like a wanted kind of thing where they do fortune telling based on the pellets?
Probably. Yeah. That probably is the Pelatorium, probably is where they take massive owl dumps. You know, where do pellets come out of their butts or their mouths? I can't
mouths,
remember.
Mouths. Yeah. It's the like
oh,
the.
Oh, they hack them up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What comes out of the butt then?
Poop, the waste from liquid? The waste from the stuff that they digest. Yeah.
If that's not an owl skeleton.
Yeah.
or a mouse skeleton.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So like they like the gully catches the stuff that they can't swallow. Like, you know, you're gonna choke on a bone that comes up in the pellet, and then all the meat and nutrients and stuff go through, and that's just like regular waste.
You were gonna learn about owls. You spent summer learning at bird camp or whatever that like Lisa thing is. I can learn about them in bird camp.
I like birds, dude. I was really disappointed to find out that owls are dumb as shit.
Yeah, they're not. They have really good press.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the guy who reformed bees went on to reform owls, and now owls are cool.
Yeah,
like, they've always been cute, but so have bees, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I was growing up, like, bees were just a menace, and it's like shoot on sight.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, oh, we had to protect them. They're the best. Mm-hmm. And then for a while, owls were just owls. Like, nobody gave a shit. You mm-hmm. just, you know, if you were doing an adaptation of Sleepy Hollow, you would show one in the beginning just to establish like nighttime.
Yeah.
Like owls represented nighttime. Was,
yeah. They were code for spooky. No, owls kind of have always been like a, maybe because like Aesop, like an Aesop's fable or something like that. I feel like owls are wise and good has been around. You know, I might just be thinking of a Tootsie Roll commercial. Mr.
You
Owl.
You're 100% thinking of the Tootsie Roll.
Because he's wearing a mortarboard. Like he's a professor.
He is a professor.
Yeah.
And he advises just breaking your teeth on a fucking Tootsie Roll pop.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the owl has the beak, so it's fine. He's telling this boy, go and ruin your human teeth. I don't understand what's happening.
He wants you to ruin the human teeth so he can eat them and hawk them up in a pellet.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like, a lot of human teeth have been found in owl pellets, I'm sure.
Yeah. But no, their brains are, like, super tiny. Like, they're, like, most of their skull is just their eyes. And they are, very specifically designed for one purpose, which is to swoop down silently at night and see, like, the motion of mice under snow. They're fucking dumb in every other circumstance as compared to the might, you know, any of the mighty corvids, right?
Yes, like corvids are the smart birds.
Yes.
Owls are also nasty. I had a friend, my friend's mom's boyfriend, had his scalp ripped off by an owl.
What?
Did I ever tell you about that?
What was he doing to that poor owl?
Nothing. He walked near the nest.
Okay.
An accident. Like, the owl's nest had fallen out of a tree and he didn't know.
Okay.
And he just walked by and the owl just straight up came down and ripped off like his scalp. Like, not ripped off and took it. You know, there wasn't, but like ripped it up.
It's not a trophy.
And then he had to go to he didn't add it to its belt.
Yeah.
But then the guy had to go and like go to the hospital and get stitches. His scalp sewed back on.
That's
because
an
owl was like, oh, don't crush my eggs. Oh, no. My pellets are in there. I'm so wise.
That's where I keep the good pellets. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the skeletons that I want to honor.
Yeah. So
managed to put up a fight.
Yeah. So he swooped down, didn't deglove, de-hatted this older male acquaintance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah. I mean, you don't hear it coming. You know, they don't screech. No. They don't screech when they're coming down. That's rough.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I love an owl. I love looking at an owl. Like, I know I'm being real hard on them. I do think they're real cute.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially like a baby owl. And even like, big owls, they're just sky cats is the way they look to me because of their.
Dumber.
Yeah. But I mean, just because of their general appearance and generally aloofness. Right.
Yeah. Very aloof.
Yeah. And I respect that. I respect that it wants nothing to do with me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting the way that animals have time in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, like, because owls are really big for a little while, and like otters, and the corvids are kind of having a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, different animals get their turn in the spotlight. Tardigrades are really big for a little while.
But what was that you were going to say? What?
Tardigrades.
Tardigrades. Yeah. No, I think that it just, I don't know what it is, if it's like an algorithm surfacing them. I was absolutely going to talk about this because I wasn't aware that like there are trends in baby room decoration stuff where like just, you know, if you had a kid anywhere between like 2014 and 2016, everything that you got to decorate a baby's room probably had owls on them.
Yeah,
where they're just like, that there is, you know, one particular kind of animal that is like in this year or for these years. Yeah. And I have no idea, you know, you want to think that there's somebody who's just making that decision, you know, like, okay, we're going to, I don't know.
Who are that job?
It drives me crazy. Like, who decides what the it animal is going to be? Huh. But yeah, no, for a while it was owls and then it was tigers and lions and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just there are definitely, just if you walk up and down the kids decoration aisle and kids clothes, you're going to see just that there, you know, that there is, you know, the in animal. And I want to find that person, and put them in a box, send them to law school or whatever, so I can take their job and make that decision.
Be an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, let's say you got that job tomorrow, what's your first pick? Oh, wait, hold up. This is a mediocre flying game.
Oh,
what would be your first pick?
We played the DS version. You control it by the stylus.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's bad.
It's like bad pilot wings.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be the first animal that you would elevate?
Raccoon.
Raccoon, yeah. Raccoons deserve a moment.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, they're common. Like, you can see them. I think that, you know, like any of those animals that get a reputation for being trash animals, the things that we don't like about them are actually the result of us encroaching on their land and, you know, providing, you know, like basically attractive nuisances in the ecosystem. So like, oh, we call them trash bears or whatever. Well, we put a bunch of trash out and they eat it. Like, like, you know,
we feed them.
Yeah. It's not like they brought the trash with them or anything.
Yeah, it's not their old M&M peanuts.
Yeah. Like, you know, pigeons are, you know, just pigeons are gross. They shit everywhere. Well, we built all these artificial cliffs around here where they used to shit, and now they shit on the artificial cliffs that are our buildings. Yeah. What do you expect them to do?
Very, like, I'm just going to move my arms like this, and if you get hit,
it's
your fault, but with shit.
Oh, pigeons are diseased. Well, yeah, because we like fucking herd them into cramped locations and stuff. Everything bad about these animals is stuff that has to do with us. There's a really great book called Unseen City that goes into detail about that. But yeah, no, I'm going to cause a raccoon renaissance. They're smart. Well,
also,
they're crafty. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's also
they're maternal.
All the things that we don't like about them are things that are very in terms of internet culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm literally drinking coffee from a mug right now that just says Team Trash, and it has a rat, a raccoon, and a possum on it.
Yeah.
Like, that is very in the zeitgeist to just identify with these attractive nuisance pests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who eat garbage and live their best life.
I think that it would be a tough putt to get people to accept decorations with possums on them. But like, possums are great. They're really sweet moms. They take care of their kids. Yeah. Same thing with raccoons. You know, skunks.
You ever see
a mama skunk leading baby skunks around? Yep. It's fucking adorable.
Skunk was going to be my answer.
Yeah.
If you ever got along to the basic courtesy of asking me the same question I asked you.
I didn't realize you asked me the question and for only so you could like wait your turn to give your answer to say what the right answer was, but okay. All right, cool. All right. No, now I'm sorry. I forgot what it's like having a conversation with you, but okay. Now I know.
Skunks are amazing.
Though. Yeah.
So cute. And they're really good moms.
Yep.
It's very, very adorable. And they have such an interesting weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the only thing that does that. It's so weird. Like, just like, yeah, like I don't bite or claw or anything.
Yeah. No, I can blind you. I can blind you with my stink because I spray it all over your jewels. Yeah.
Incredible stink.
Yeah.
But that guy's gross.
But I love it. It's like a video game power up. You know, it's the super bomb when you're playing the shoot 'em up, right?
Yeah.
Because they fire it. You know, they have to be real sparing with it though, because it takes days and days for it to refill. I was about to say recharge, but that doesn't make any sense. That sack needs to refill. Days. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a cool down. Yeah. Is the way we like to say it as gamers. I subscribe to the Dodo on Facebook.
Course. Yeah.
Which is all those animal videos. And whenever there's a skunk, it's like appointment viewing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has a descended skunk that they're raising as their own. And I'm just like, ah,
yeah,
look at that beautiful forbidden cat.
I want the forbidden cat.
Did I ever tell you my possum story?
The trash friend that was in the compost?
Yes. Okay. There's not that much story to it. Just me opening up the compost and seeing it shifting and moving, like roiling on, and just being terrified.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. No, I just the reason skunks were top of mind for me is because last spring we had a skunk family who just was kicking around in our neighborhood. There were a couple of times where I was like out at twilight and I was like, huh, that's like a weird shaped batch of leaves. Oh no, I'm like really close to the mama skunk. I almost got sprayed a couple of times. It felt like I was like, I am very much like within not just the spray distance, but also I inadvertently could be seen as a threat. I would never hurt a skunk or a skunk family intentionally, but they don't know that, right?
Yeah. If I were going to hurt them, it would be by marrying the mother and then going off and starting a new family.
Yeah.
No, like if I were to hurt a skunk family,
I'd go from town to town like a professional baseballman.
I'd hurt them like a stepdad does.
Yeah.
You know, not like a human does.
Yeah. By dangling praise in front of them, but mostly giving them indifference. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been known to nag a skunk, you know, but it's all part of the game. You win, you get free stink.
I was thinking of literally peacocking.
Yeah.
See, that's like birds are such a, I mean, like for a kid kind of thing. If you teach a kid that like a peacock is a fun, approachable thing, no, this thing's going to fucking ruin you. Peacocks are violent. Yeah. You know, if you've never been chased by a peacock, A, you haven't lived, but also it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they're jerks.
Yeah.
It's like one of the secrets of birds. Like a lot of them are fucking jerks, man.
Yeah.
Like I get that they're cool and that, you know, but they spend a lot of time just screaming at you.
Yeah.
Even the ones that where you're just like, ah.
Yeah. I love a grackle.
The Grand Torino of trees.
I just specifically a grackle. I love how cranky they are.
An incredibly cranky bird.
But I think that if I was making that decision, if I was the person who had the job, you know, you look for these animals that are maligned but are very good with their kids. You know, the raccoon, the skunk, you know, just strong maternal instinct on them. It's valuable. It's wholesome. You know, they're getting them ready for the world.
I don't want to reform any fish if I had that job.
Fish are so inert is the thing.
Yeah. Creatures of the sea. Like it's not, if I can't pet it, I don't want it. Like if it's just always wet, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. There's probably people who would say like, oh, they're fascinating creatures with amazing behaviors and stuff. It's very inert. Like, and you can pet like a stingray or whatever. Nothing for that. I mean, you say creatures of the sea too. Are you rolling out dolphins and killer whales and stuff?
I think I am. Because I want to have a tactile experience. I don't want the tactile experience of like petting a wet raincoat. You know, I want something more pleasing to the touch.
Yeah.
You know, and smell. Like true. The sea just fucking stinks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some birds.
Some birds.
Many beasts of the land. And then bumblebees, like the big fat ass bumblebees.
Oh yeah. I mean specifically. I mean they call them bumblebees because they knock into stuff. Because that's how they pollinate. So yeah.
Like the cute idiots.
Yeah.
Like, and you can pet those. They can't sting you, and they're also friendly. Like they're just they're great little guys. The PR person got to me.
Those egg counts, those bee counts, the guys got to you too.
Yeah, way into a bumblebee.
Yeah. You know, they make the world go round.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Gahools. I think it's very funny they changed the name of this movie because it used to be The Guardians of Gahool is the book.
Yeah.
But changing it to Legend of the Guardians, : The Owls of Gahool is weirdly inert.
Yeah. So we need to call it. I mean, they wanted to make it seem like a franchise, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to give it the YA subtitle. Yeah. And we can't just call it The Legend of the Guardians because that's incredibly inert. We can't just call it The Owls of Gahool because what the fuck is Gahool? It needs to be this.
I still don't know what Gahool is. You know, it's a tree, I think.
I think it's a tree where the warriors are trained. And like in the trailer, you see them like putting on like, you know, basically cockfighting talon extenders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially the bad guys.
Yeah.
Do that. Like the evil owls.
Yeah. So like if you watch this movie, are you going to see a bunch of owls get ripped apart?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. A couple of them.
You know? It's a young.
I imagine it's like a proto How to Train Your Dragon kind of thing, where like the violence against the cuties is pretty minimal.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, they've got a bunch of like. I love the Wikipedia for the plot because it talks about like, you know, it names a character, but then it says an elf owl, a boreal owl, a great gray owl. Like that's how they differentiate the characters.
It's written by a Big Bird camp nerd. here.
Oh yeah. Man.
It's no Warriors.
So are you a fan of the Warriors? Like, did you read Warriors?
No, I just like the idea of the Warrior. I like, okay. You know, you're talking about like Ursula Gwynn did those Catwings books, which mm-hmm. was my, you know, Catwings walked so Warriors could run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was a fan of those as a kid. And then the Warriors, I just like the idea of it.
Gotcha.
I picked up one in a bookstore and flipped through it. And it's just very funny because it's like, you know, we have to get to the Lazarus device before it charges and shit. Like it's all malediction prophecy stuff. And they're just cats.
You know? Yeah. So. Bramble Pelt held the sword of legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Just very, very similar to that.
Yeah.
You know, Dark Paw has been rising and he's gathered up a council of kittens. You know, it's all just absolutely like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. But then again, how can I criticize? I was in the fucking Redwall Club.
So. As a Redwall kid. Yeah. And that was racist. The Catwoman isn't racist, at least.
Problematic faves. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the Redwall Club because I especially liked Redwall. It was because that's
for the race science.
I was there to learn mouse phrenology. No, it was just like it was the thing that like the talented and gifted kids who are already in tech, which is what the talented and gifted program was called. It was like tech for tech. So it was like if you're going to be with the most
Craigslist ad?
Yeah, if you're going to be with the most maladjusted nerds, you better read these books so you can be a part of this club, I guess, because you're not going to play a sport, are you, Cole?
Yeah, I get that. My buddy Derek was way into the Redwalls.
Yeah.
And I was in the age group for it, but I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But I have, you know, I was also into dumb shit.
And I mean, Redwall is mostly like a description of all the things that they eat at their feasts at the Abbey, you know?
Yeah. Like, which is just like one grape.
Yeah. You know, a lot of like, and they brought out many servings of dandelion pie and all that, you know?
Yeah. I didn't realize that the, in the Guardian book, you know, so you mentioned earlier, there are 16 books. There are also, three spinoffs. Wolves of the Beyond, Horses of the Dawn, and Bears of the Ice, which are about different quests of the cubs, the Den of Forever Frost,
and the Keeper is all about these different animals.
These enslaved cubs were referred by the cultist as TikToks. Escaping the rude and secretly cannibalistic Taka, their first cousin once removed, she is their mother's first coven, who even Savannah barely knows.
Forgive me, I don't mean this to be shamey at all. Branching out into some of the more, let's say, like fetish friendly animals, do you think that was like a marketing decision for them? Like, okay, nobody's blood gets going because of these owls. We need to get into horses stat.
Yeah, wolves.
Yeah, we gotta like get something these wolves. That cannot. we need to nudge this this freighter that is our fantasy franchise just a little bit closer to the Omegaverse. Yeah. So yeah,
for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was just thinking about that. Like owls are very professionally non-sexualized as an animal.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing
like
really,
that. I didn't really think about that, but like that is a really good thing about them.
Yeah. The most that I can think of. Like owls being anything, they just seem cuddly to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like I would like an owl shaped pillow to hug.
Yeah, you know, but I wouldn't even know where to begin having sex with an owl.
Probably the cloaca.
Well, yeah, if you want to get right to the fucking punchline, you got to work her up first, dude.
But like, if I'm trying to think of a way that you could like sexualize an owl, like maybe you could put some boobs on it if you were trying to do that. But like, there's no place to put a dump truck ass on an owl.
Mm-mm. No, searching sexy owl does not bring up a lot of encouraging results either.
Encouraging results for our hypothesis or against our hypothesis?
No, for like it doesn't disprove us.
Okay.
You know, there are not a lot of sexy owls that come up when you search sexy owl.
Yeah, like here's an owl with some legs. Here's an owl.
Human legs?
Yeah, pixel art owl with some big boobs. Yeah, yeah. Some like owl furry humanoid kind of things. So it's not impossible, but...
Yeah, it just it's surprisingly unlikely for an animal.
Sexy owls, you know? On Etsy. What can I see on Etsy? Oh, mostly like rings. Here's some panties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Panties with owls on them. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a panty with an owl.
Sexy owl on Urban Dictionary. What in the world is this going to say?
I never dreamed I'd end up marrying a super sexy owl lady, but here I am living the dream. Sweatshirt. What does that mean? Who's gonna an owl lady?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to read the definition for the sexy owl. All those definitions just involve being really shitty to a woman.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a lot of sex moves are pretty misogynist and gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Not super good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see them wanting to diversify into something that would be a little bit more risque. Because you just can't
spicy.
You can't make a, you know, you just nothing about an
YA's got to grow up, dude.
Yeah. YA's, they do. Yeah. Eventually, YA's drop the Y.
Yeah. And just become horny A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, like the last one of these books that I've bought in the series came out in, what is this? No, it doesn't have a year, but like the last of the bear books came out in 2019. Like this is still going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an ongoing concern.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I'm getting really worried about what my nieces and nephews are reading.
We don't even know what they're like.
No,
they don't read anymore. They just vape in books and like Fortnite their way into knowledge. Like it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't try to know it.
No.
Thanks everybody for voting for this. I was rooting for it.
Yeah. I was surprised it didn't win first place.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I just, I absolutely, you know, I've always had a weakness. I would be lying if I said that it wasn't, there's like a running joke of, Paul F. Tompkins, Andrew Lloyd Webber character talking about the owls of Gahool.
Yeah.
Which kind of indoctrinated me into it was like the first people who I saw who also thought it was funny.
Yeah.
As a concept. So like that was very refreshing to me.
I mean, most of my familiarity with it comes from AC and the trailer a while ago, but it's like a central like gag in a good 30 Rock episode as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where Matt Damon loses his mind. It. Yeah. It's the owls Gahool. Like it's excellent shorthand.
Yeah. There happen to be owls Gahool. Look out. You know, it's very good news for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Have you heard the good news?
There's some especially
heard the good who's.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks everybody for voting and thank you for patronizing. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the episode to get mad at us not talking about the game. I promise you it's more boring than anything in the world.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, like literally just that I did a couple of missions that were just flight school. Like, okay, fly through these rings. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, fly through these rings that speed you along. Okay, yeah, this is just Superman 64, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, kid version
of
that. Like, it is lame. But yeah, we appreciate you. And if you'd like, you can tell your friends and look out for more polls. And listen to other shows.
Yeah.
That's like basically it.
It's all good stuff. I think that's all. Mm-hmm. So as our friend on Twitter, Baron_AIM, always says, until next time, happy birthday, Simon Majumdar.
I hope that landed on his birthday.
I have no idea. I just thought it was funny. I hadn't thought about Simon Majumdar in a while.
Well, that's your mistake.
Yeah.
For my April 7th.
Ooh.
So yesterday.
Oh, yum. Like,
weird.
Happy birthday, Simon the Jumpstart.
Yeah, happy birthday. So let me be the first to wish you
a happy belated 58th
birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.